Welcome back to the Driven Young podcast. My name is Byron Dempsey, and this is a new series I'm going to be introducing to the Driven Young podcast. It's something I'm very, very excited about. If you listen to my latest episode, I mentioned I'm going to be starting to do solo episodes as well as guest episodes. Back when I started the Driven Young podcast, I was 21 and I didn't really know what I was doing. I was figuring stuff out, which is why I brought on guests for the podcast. But now I'm a professional presenter. I've done over 100 episodes. I talk a lot and I write a lot and I research a lot about different and important ideas I think young people should be learning. And I feel like I've got a bit more confidence and stuff to talk about from a solo perspective. On top of that, the whole reason I'm doing this new series is because I've done about 2 or 3 solo episodes in the past, and every single time I do them, you guys reach out to me and you say they're really, really great and you love them. So the solo episodes have come from you guys, so thank you for the feedback. That really means a lot to me. And I'm very, very excited. I'm starting off with a series called 20 Things You Must Stop Doing in Your 20s. It's very easy to talk about what you should be doing, but I'm going to be talking about what you should not be doing. Now, look, I'm 23 years old. I'm hardly experienced in my 20s. However, I study this stuff. I talk with people. I have friends who are like, my best mate's 30 years old. I've got friends who are all throughout their 20s. And a lot of these ideas aren't just my opinion, but stuff that I've done with research, there's stuff with programs I've worked with. So I feel like it comes from a good place. And I'm really, really excited because this list is phenomenal. Now, what's exciting is I'm actually doing a weekly newsletter. So if you're not on the weekly newsletter, go and sign up now. It's completely free, and I'm going to be sending you every week a new idea. I'm going to be sending you the first idea, the second idea of what you need to stop doing in your 20s. So that way you can get it fresh in your inbox. It's going to give you a link to each podcast episode as well as a summarized version you can read in your newsletter, or you can click through and read it on my blog post on the drivenyoung.com website. So there's heaps of different ways that you can consume it. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be 2 emails a week, and 1 email will be each week, things you need to stop doing to crush it in your 20s. So what I'm going to do to start off with is I'm going to actually read directly from my blog post, which will probably take like a few minutes, and then I'm just going to riff off the top of my head on this certain topic. So now, although I have ordered this list, each idea is unique and meaningful as a standalone concept. Although this idea is crucial, that doesn't mean it's an essential idea. I would argue the final statement of this series is potentially the most important one on the list. So what is the first idea you should stop doing in your 20s? Well, that is very, very simple. The first idea you should stop doing in your 20s is staying inside your comfort zone. I am sure you're aware of this concept, but for this series, I would love for you to approach these ideas with an open and fresh mind. So what is a comfort zone? Well, very, very simply, a comfort zone is somewhere you feel comfortable. Chances are you're in your comfort zone right now. You're in a car listening to the podcast. You're watching it on whatever platform. You're probably in your comfort zone. Imagine that this blue person is you. And surrounding you is an imaginary bubble called a comfort zone. So now I usually draw this, but if you're watching this or listening, just imagine a little blue person and surrounding him is a circle. That is a comfort zone. Now, I want you to imagine what happens when you step outside of your comfort zone. For example, are you about to perform in a band for the first time? Perhaps you're walking onto stage to do a presentation. Maybe you're walking up to someone you fancy to ask them out. If you're about to step outside of your comfort zone, what are some of the emotions that you feel? Typically, when we ask this question, we get answers such as anxiety, stress, overwhelm, worry, panic, nervous, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, my question to you is this: are the majority of those words positive or negative? The majority of those words are negative, right? In fact, most of those words can be summed up in a 4-letter F word, and that is fear. So the first problem we encounter is you have negative associations with stepping outside of your comfort zone. If you have negative associations, why would you ever step outside of it? Just like a dog that gets sprayed in the face with water whenever it barks too much, it learns to stop barking over time, and eventually it stops barking altogether. So the first thing we need to do is change your association with stepping outside of your comfort zone. So when you step outside of your comfort zone, let's say you enter into the fear zone. So you step out of your comfort zone, you're now into the fear zone. Now, when you step out of the comfort zone into the fear zone, you have 2 options. Option number 1 is you can step back into your comfort zone. You can step back into your comfort zone. Option number 2 is you can push through the fear zone. And what do you think most people do in life when faced with these 2 options? they very quickly step back into the comfort zone. They step out of the comfort zone, they step into the fear zone, their heart starts racing, the blood's pumping, knees weak, arms are heavy. What do? They step back inside the comfort zone. However, how do you think you would feel if you were able to push through the fear zone? If you were able to step out of your comfort zone and push through the fear zone, if you were to play that instrument on stage, ask that person out, how would you feel after? Here are some of the typical responses we see. And I want you to just think off the top of your head, how would you feel? Here's what we usually see. Relieved, accomplished, satisfied, proud, powerful. The list goes on and on. Now, let me ask you another question. Were the majority of those words positive or negative? Positive, right? So now you're telling me you have a positive association with stepping outside your comfort zone. Do you think you're more likely to do it? Just like a dog rewarded with a treat every single time it pees in the backyard, he's likely to keep doing it. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Byron, sometimes when I step outside of my comfort zone, it's a bad experience. Yes. Welcome to life. Not every time you step outside of your comfort zone will it be a good experience. However, whether you fail or whether you succeed at what you're doing, I promise you this, you will experience some level of growth. And growth is what we should be chasing for in our early 20s and throughout our 20s. Not succeeding, not getting to the achievement, not getting where we want to get, but growth. And one of the fastest ways to achieve growth is by failing and failing and failing. To clarify, again, whether you fail or succeed, you'll experience some level of growth. Do not focus on the result, the success, or the failure. Focus on what you get out of it. So let's say you exit the fear zone, you push through it, and then you enter into the growth zone. Now, there are visuals on the blog post if you want to see this. There's just three circles. You've got your comfort zone, you step out of your comfort zone into the fear zone. You've got two choices. You can either step back into your comfort zone, which is what most people do, or you can push through the fear zone and enter into the growth zone. And that is ultimately how we achieve success. Now, success, of course, is very subjective, whatever it means to you. But success, again, is not so much the tangible, did I succeed? Did I get to where I wanted to get? Blah, blah, blah. It's more, did you grow and did you learn from it? That's what we should be focusing on. Now, that leads me to my very next point. I thought I'd make this idea a bit of a two-parter, seeing as it's the first idea I'm sharing. So stop being afraid to fail. There's only one way to avoid criticism. That's to say nothing, do nothing, and be nothing. That's a quote from Aristotle. They say the master has failed more times than the student has tried. And in a world of curated perfection, social media gives us the illusion that successful people don't fail. But just like an iceberg, you're probably only looking at the tip that sticks out of the water. Anyone has failed and failed and failed and repeatedly failed to get to where they are today. Your ability to avoid failure will prevent you from achieving what you truly want in life. It might feel good in the short term, but over time, this one thing will cripple your life more than anything else, especially in your early 20s. And the longer you wait, the harder it will be to start embracing failure into your life. The reason most people fail is because they give up on what they want most for what they want now. Not convinced? Let's take a look at some case studies, shall we? Dyson vacuums. We all love Dyson vacuums, especially the new ones. Phenomenal, right? You know that frustrating feeling when you don't get something on the first attempt? Multiply that by 5,126 times, because that is a number of failed prototypes Sir James Dyson went through for 15 years before creating the best-selling bagless vacuum cleaners that led to a net worth of $4.5 billion. Dr. Seuss, the much-loved children's author, had his first book rejected by 27 different publishers. He went on his way home to burn his manuscript when he ran into one of his Dartmouth classmates, who eventually helped him find a publisher for his new book. Now he's known as one of the world's greatest children's authors. His books weren't good enough for these publishers, but they went on to be sold to more than 600 million copies worldwide. The same story goes for J.K. Rowling, Steve Jobs, anyone really who is successful in your eyes, whatever success means to you, they have failed, they have failed, and they have failed. The truth is, I could insert almost any successful person or any famous person here and share their failures with you. You aren't winning or losing, you're winning or learning. The only way to grow is to experience failure, because it is in those failures that you can learn and grow from your mistakes. If you only do what you can do, you will never be more than you are now. And we simply do not fail or grow by staying inside our comfort zone. So remember, the hero and the coward have the same fears, but the hero does it anyway. You're no different to who you admire. They might be a little bit more naturally talented. They might have had more money to start off with, but the hero and the coward have the same fears. The hero does it anyway. Stop staying inside your comfort zone. Stop being afraid of failure, and your 20s will be a very exciting decade. So that is the blog post. That was me just kind of reading it. I riffed it a little bit. Now I'm just kind of going to go on my own tangents about comfort zones, because this thing is huge. Guys, comfort zones is such a big thing for modern day young people, because it's so easy to stay within our comfort zone. We never have a reason to leave our comfort zone. We have stuff like the internet. We don't have to confront people because we can just kind of ignore them. Look at the dating world. Ghosting exists. It's a concept. It didn't used to exist. People didn't really ghost, but now it's so easy to do. You can just block them, or you can just never respond, or like unadd them or whatever. We live inside our comfort zones, especially this generation. And I would argue that Australia is one of the most dangerous countries in the world because it's so comfortable here. We have a 6 out of 10 life. We're born into a 6 out of 10 life. And I'm going to talk about that concept in later episodes. But be very careful. Fact is, one of the most important ideas for young people is taking risks. And this kind of ties in very heavily with comfort zones, because you can't take risks in your comfort zone, really. I often get asked, like, what advice would you give to young people? And I hate this question, because I have so much I want to say. Like, I'm working on projects. I've got so many blog posts. I've got 105 episodes on advice for young people. Like, how do I summarize that? And I've got some stuff I'd like to say, but one of the key things I say is take risks. Now is the greatest time to get outside of your comfort zone and take risks, because should you fail, the consequences are very, very low, because you don't have kids, you don't have a family to look after, chances are you probably don't have a mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. So while you're in this age bracket, as much as you might feel really busy and feel like you're becoming an adult, you don't have that many responsibilities compared to what you're going to have in 10 years' time. So now is one of the best times to get out of your comfort zone, because it's the easiest and you can bounce back so fast. You can bounce back very, very fast. This is a concept my mate Joe Wiebe talks about, called the slingshot method. This is the idea, if you imagine, I'm going to try my best to visualize it. If you imagine on a piece of paper, you go down. So let's say you're here and then something bad happens. Let's take it really extreme. Someone dies in your family. That's going to send you down massively. Now let's say we draw a straight line down. You have two options. You can either let that cripple you and you just keep going further and further down into like depression or whatever, or you can use that and slingshot it and go further than you originally were going. And what I mean by that is, let's say someone in your family passes away from cancer. This is an extreme example. You could let that cripple you, or you could have a look at what were the signs early on, and you could start spreading awareness so you could prevent other people from having this issue or going through it, or you could have a support network for other people who have gone through this, and you could slingshot back and use that. Now, that's an extreme example. Let me give you a less extreme example for me personally. When COVID hit back in 2020, March, I lost like all my revenue. I had to move out of my office. I had to move into my mom's office. I had to like look at moving rent, like moving back home, which I ended up doing. I lost a lot of my money. I had to cancel a lot of things. It was really annoying and it sucked. And that definitely sent me down. But because of COVID, I had a bit of free time. I no longer had 10 clients every week I had to work on, and I had a bit of free time. So I went, well, I'm not going to sit here and waste it. I'm going to use this free time to take my advantage of. And then I jumped on TikTok and I started posting on TikTok. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, there's like a 95% chance you found me through TikTok, or maybe your friend recommended it and that your friend found me through TikTok, or whatever it is. Fact is, TikTok has changed my life. It's been an absolute game-changing platform for this podcast. So that was a big slingshot for me. I went down from COVID, but I used that to slingshot myself back. My point is, it's very easy to slingshot yourself back when you're young, because you're in this opportunity to do it. God, one of the biggest mistakes you can make in life, one of the biggest things you could do, is not taking any risks. So many people on their deathbed, they have regrets, sure, but one of the biggest regrets is the risks they didn't take. Because at least if they took the risk and they failed, at least now they know. They gave it a shot. At least if you take the risk and it doesn't work out, you can die, or you can rest easy knowing that you gave it your best shot. But what I see today is a lot of people are not taking risks. They're taking the easy path. They're taking the easy possible route. They're doing what's told of them. They're not doing anything more than they have to, and they're staying inside the comfort zone. I'll give you another example for comfort zones. So Empower You, this program that I help run, if you're in Sydney, definitely get involved. I was talking to Brent about this, who runs Empower You, and he was telling me about the very first time he ran this program. He was 19 years old. They'd been working on this program for like a year, And they were, some of the people in this coming in the course were older than him. He had massive imposter syndrome. They were scared. They were very, very scared. They were keen to do it. And they kept putting it off. They kept putting it off. They kept putting it off. And they kept putting it off. Until one of their mentors said, Brent, I've booked you a venue in 1 month. You're running your first event there. And they went, holy shit, I'm not ready for this. It doesn't matter. They were inside their comfort zone the whole time. They kept putting it off. They kept putting it off. They were inside their comfort zone. And by getting, and this guy like ripped them out of the comfort zone. Sometimes you need someone to like rip you out. And so he ripped them out. He booked them a venue. And that was the very first program. And it's, the rest is history, right? The same kind of goes with my program, the Driven Young program. If you're in Sydney, again, the Driven Young program, we talk about a lot of really cool stuff, very educational, very social. And I ran the beta program. I launched it last year in December. It's April right now as I'm recording this. December 2021 is when I launched it. I was not ready to launch this program. The first 10 people who signed up, I hadn't even figured out how the program was going to run. This was a very much a minimum viable product. I just launched it. And it was wildly outside of my comfort zone. However, it's so easy to just never launch it, to just hold off, hold off, hold off. Oh, when I get this, oh, when I get branding done, when I get my business cards, when I, you know, whatever it is. I see people doing that with their career as well. They go to university and they just wait. They go, when I finish my degree, then I'll start working on my career. No, you need to start now. Start getting internships, start building your relationships. There's so much you can do in that 3-year degree that will enhance your resume. So when you finish, you've got more than just a degree. You've got the degree, which is what is needed. And then you've got internships, networking opportunities, blah, 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 blah. And that really builds you up as more of a holistic person, as someone who's looking to employ you versus someone who's just got a degree. So I see that a lot as well. Now, it's very easy to stay in your comfort zone and have the illusion that you're progressing, because you are progressing your career by getting a degree, but there's more you need to, there's more you could be doing. So that's my point with it. Now, the Driven Young program, for example, I was wildly unprepared for that. I just jumped into it. I learned as I went, and ultimately I'm really, really glad. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have started running it until like now, and I'd be 6 months behind. So staying in your comfort zone, again, you need to take risk and take risk, because now's the best time to do it. Go travel. That's a big thing. Like, don't stay at home. Go travel. Move out of home if you can. Oh, it's too expensive, Byron. Yeah, I get it. My rent's wildly expensive as well. But like, look, there is validity to staying at home. And I'll talk about this kind of on later episodes. But I do think there's also validity to moving and traveling and getting outside your comfort zone. You need to learn to start getting uncomfortable. Being uncomfortable, because the more that you get out of your comfort zone, the bigger your comfort zone kind of expands. Like, for example, when I started speaking, I was terrified. It was massively outside of my comfort zone, right? Now, when I went on stage the first time, wildly outside my comfort zone. Now, is it outside of my comfort zone? Yes, but a lot less so, a lot less so. It's still outside of my comfort zone, yes, but it's also my comfort zone has expanded, so it's a lot less so. And that's what you'll start to notice. The more you get outside your comfort zone, the more you ask someone out, the easier it gets, right? That's a big one as well. How many people are in comfort zones for dating? Online dating is like a comfort zone, because you can just date from the pleasure of your bedroom. You don't have to confront anyone. You don't have to reject anyone. You can just ghost them. You can just swipe through. If you accidentally match with someone that you don't find attractive, just unmatch with them. It's very, very easy to stay in your comfort zone for online dating. And I think that leads to what we're seeing in this like pandemic of people who are like struggling with relationships or who aren't dating because it's just kind of chaos out there. So another quote I saw that was really interesting, it was, humans are the only species on earth that will settle for less than they possibly can. A lion will not just give up when it's tired. You know, it'll keep going until it literally dies. Same with pretty much any animal or any other species on earth. It will keep going, it'll keep going, it'll keep going. Survival of the fittest, right? Because that's how nature works. But for humans, especially modern day humans, we get a mild inconvenience and we just give up. And we go, oh, I can't bother to do this. I don't want to do this. Which is just ridiculous, you know? And that comes down to comfort zones. It's very easy to stay inside our comfort zone. It's so, so easy. We can order online. You can order food online. You never have to leave your house. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's kind of my bit of a rant on comfort zones. This episode's gone for about 20 minutes, which I don't know how long these episodes are going to go for. They're definitely a lot shorter than my interviews. So, yeah, that's kind of what I want to say about comfort zones. I think it's very, very important you get out of it. If you want to enjoy your 20s, now's the best time to do it. Don't wait until you're 35. That's where we see people having a midlife crisis. and they're like, oh my God, you know, what I'm doing is not what I want to do. And then they go and they travel and whatever. So don't wait for that. Now, what are some practical ways to get outside your comfort zone? Move out of home, go start traveling, and travel like, you know, go just move overseas and figure it out. Get a job at a bar, go to hostels. Like, that's outside of your comfort zone. Meet people. Start messaging people. I know what dating people would do. They say, like, to guys, if you want to start getting better at dating, get out of your comfort zone, ask one girl out every single day. Try to get one girl's number, whether it fails or whether it succeeds. And the reason for that is to get used to, like, the rejection therapy. Because as I mentioned before, if they ask out, like, 50 girls, they're so used to doing it by now, their comfort zone has expanded to the point where it's not even outside of the comfort zone anymore. So, yeah, that's some practical ways to do it. I think, you know, for me, starting a podcast was wildly outside my comfort zone. Everything I've ever done that has led to anything that I've, I guess, is success has been by getting outside of my comfort zone. So, that is number one. Number one, stop staying inside your comfort zone. And number two, stop being afraid of failure. If you're afraid of failure, you're never going to get anywhere in life because you're just going to avoid it at all costs. You're going to avoid asking for a raise because you could get rejected and you could fail. Like, get used to failure. Get used to it. It's really not that bad in the big scheme of things. Rather than focusing on the failure itself, focus on the growth you're going to get out of it. So yes, you might fail, but you're going to learn from that. They say the average business owner, like successful business owner, went through seven businesses before they got the one that hit. You know, Kevin Hart had to pitch like 400 times before he became like a successful comedian. The Queen's Gambit was bought in like 1980s and it didn't get made until a few years ago or whatever. It took like 30 years to get that kind of through. And it's one of the top shows on Netflix. You know, we could pull out example after example. Bill Gates, all these guys, they all have these crazy stories about how they failed and they failed and failed. So stop staying inside your comfort zone. Stop being scared of failure. That is one thing that'll cripple you more than anything else in your 20s. Stop being scared of failure and stop staying inside your comfort zone. So that's it for me. Make sure you follow along on the newsletter. Subscribe. Go to drivenyoung.com. You'll see it all there. Subscribe to the newsletter if you're not. I'm looking at turning this series into a book. If you want to join me for the next kind of 40 weeks for all of these, I'll talk about these ideas. I might turn it into like a little book that you can pay for like $20 or something. And you could give it to friends. You could read through it as well. So very exciting times. Driven Young program version 2 is coming up. Make sure you are staying in contact with me if you want to join the next program. I'll put more about that in the link below. But yeah, that's it for me. Stay young, stay driven, and I'll see you on the next one.